Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You are there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me start off by saying that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically, not necessarily in that order, but all equally important, just to make us a well-rounded and a very productive human being. For anyone that decided to stop in for a few minutes and allow me to come into your life listening to this podcast, I'd like to say thank you and welcome again. And for anyone else who decided to turn it off and find out maybe it's not for them or it's just not their flavor, that's quite all right. I won't be offended. You know, I'm sure that there's other things, other interests, other things that might be on your mind, or you just not interested, and that's okay. You don't have to be, nobody likes everything, and that's okay. What I kept saying is, and I keep repeating myself, is that I want to become a better podcaster, and I just don't want to be noise again on the podcast circuit. You know, you've heard me say that before, and I keep saying, but I will tell you this, I've been researching, and I'm coming up with better information and ways to do this. I constantly consider, I'm constantly looking, even around in my own space, that I need a nice work area. So everything is always constantly moving. And even if I feel stagnant, what I'm doing right now, I'm not giving up. I'm just not. And if I have one listener, that would be great. You know, and I'm just saying, if I have two listeners or whatever, here's the deal. The bottom line is that one person that comes in and decides to listen to you, and even if it sounds like you might be rambling on a little bit, you have no idea what impact you might have in that person's life. You know what I'm saying? And corrective criticism and feedback, you don't know what it could happen, the effect it could have on my life. And I hope it's all positive. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to put out into the world. I mean, there's so many things that are going on. There's programs out there that tell me that you can be a better podcaster. You can do this. You can do that. Now, I'm not knocking anybody for, you know, putting themselves together and having their business. But that can get a little costly. So what you got to do is just keep going through the motions, but I'm not giving up. I'm telling you, people, I will get better. And if there's a few people that I can touch their lives, that's my goal. And we can just have general conversation because, listen, people, you're bombarded with news all the time. You're bombarded with social media. All this stuff is crowded. And I just want to kind of deviate to the right or to the left. Yeah, I don't even know which way you can say these days. And just be a human being and have some general conversation, you know. And here's one of my things for this circuit. I'm stuck on the fact that, you know, throughout my life, you know, you get all these, you know, these positive phrases and cliches. But this is one that I've been living my life by. And I really, it's constantly in the back of my mind. And here it is. That in which you are seeking is also seeking you. Now, let's digest that again. That in which you are seeking is also seeking you. And what I'm trying to get to is that whatever your goals or whatever your dreams, whatever your aspirations, it's sitting out there waiting for you. You know, and I mean that sincerely. And that's why I've decided to dive into this podcast system, the podcast world. One of the things I love to do is I love to sit down and talk to people and gain some of their knowledge. See, this is not about me getting on here and being some kind of guru and sit back and say, hey, I got all the information for you. Listen to this. No. I want to learn from you. I learn from other people, and then I pay it forward, and I put it out there. So that's what I'm doing, and I believe in my heart that what I am seeking is also seeking me. So that's where I am right now. And that's what I want to do. Newsworthy stuff. I mean, I'll give an example. This is really, I said I was going to shy away from, you know, the political and all that trendy stuff. But I mean, it's out there. Social media, I said before. All these things, it's out there. What was she thinking? And anybody that's news savvy and newsworthy, you know what I'm talking about. What was she thinking in making a comment like that? Now, I understand, and you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. I mean, she's always been controversial. I mean, I've never been a fan of her show, to be honest with you. And that's not even a negative. Like I said before, you don't have to like everything. And it was just wasn't my flavor. You know, I just didn't like the approach. I didn't like the comedy. It just wasn't my flavor. And that's okay. You know, don't get mad. I mean, if a guy doesn't like a strawberry shake, you can't get mad with him. He don't like it. But to sit back and then now you're going to come up with all these excuses and here's the deal. When it comes out of your mouth, it's gone. You can't pull it back. You know, if I say boo and you jump, I can't pull it back. It's gone. And she made it, I think, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I think there's a lot of words we throw around a lot and people, I don't know, we all get in an uproar about it, but you got to admit something. What she said was pretty racist. I mean, no, listen to me. She's not the only one, okay? And there's more than one side to a coin. Everybody somewhere along, not everybody, let's backtrack. Not everybody. But there are people that, you know, they test the waters, they cross the line just to see how far they can go. And whatever her views are, you know, politically and even personally, she made a very bad, bad choice and a bad statement. And now there's consequences. And the bigger picture here is that there are a lot of people that maybe were depending on her and looking up to her in terms of her ability to provide. Maybe they are now unemployed. That one action has affected a lot of people. And the funny thing is, I mean, what were you looking to accomplish? Where did you think it was going to go? Now there's going to be people that are going to rally behind her and back her and say, well, what about this one? What about that one? What about this one? What about that one? Listen, if we continuously keep doing that, people, we are never, ever, ever going to grow. As a society, as a human being, we are going to remain the same. And I was talking to a friend just today, and I asked them, you know, what is the definition of insanity? I mean, this is just common sense. And if you know the answer to that, that's what's happening. So, I mean, I hope this, you know, this too shall pass. I know it will. It won't be forgotten, but this too shall pass. And then they'll go on to the next thing. And, you know, again, the definition, if you constantly keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and getting the same result, what's that called? But anyway, I hope it works out for her. The person that she made the comment about actually is actually quite okay. I mean, you didn't do any damage, you know. I mean, you didn't really physically, you know, maybe even mentally, you know, do anything. I don't know why. What's the point? I don't know. Well, it's crazy. So, I mean, that's where I am right now. I just I'm going to continuously moving forward, and that's it. I hope that I don't want to be noise. I don't want to be repetitions. And I just want to be, I want to become a professional. I want to become better at what I'm doing. I don't want to waste my time. You know, the bottom line is, I tell a lot of young people, you know, even some of the young athletes, I look at them and you know, they're in different sports and activities. And I tell them, says, guys, listen, you play the way you practice. You play the way you practice. And if you don't keep practicing with a purpose, with a goal in mind, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. If you go to college and you don't study, if all you want to do is party and chase the girls and chase the boys and all that other stuff, with no goal of getting a degree, you're wasting your time and money. So, I didn't mean to ramble on. I apologize. I guess my mantra this evening is right now is like, what was she thinking? I really don't know. So, as always, what I like to do is I always read a little something from my mother's book that she has given me. I say it over and over again. She did not write it, but it's something that she wanted me to have. And I continuously, I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to hold on. Maybe I'll give it to my son, my daughter. And I have let them kind of peek at it. And I hope it helps them. But you can flip through any page of this book, any page, and there's something in it. I think it's a special book. And I just flipped it open here. And what is this? Never take what you cannot use. You understand what I'm saying? This is in the book. I didn't even make that up. Never take what you cannot use. And here's another one. Don't eat any meatloaf but your mom's. That's funny. And you can't make that up. Don't eat anybody else's meatloaf but your mom. Because you don't know what the deal is. Your mom is going to put in the good stuff. She's not going to put in any fillers. She's not. Mom is going to take care of you. And that's funny. That's why I got this book. And that's funny. It's amazing. I'm going to turn to one more, and I think we're going to just turn it off right here. Okay, here we go. Ready? Never refuse a holiday dessert. I mean, come on. That is one of my weaknesses. I have a very strong sweet tooth. I don't see me turning down any holiday treats. So. But anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please thank you for allowing me in your life for a few minutes. I hope I wasn't a noise. I hope I wasn't rambling on. And if I did, I do apologize. But I will get better. I'm going to get better. I don't have a choice because I'm not giving up. I want to be a better podcaster, and I want to be able to talk to you and you talk to me. And we can get through this thing called life. And listen, if you like what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do, please subscribe to LBJ, The Heartfelt Truth, and give me your comments, your feedback, and anything that's going to push me and you both forward. And I think that's a good thing. So listen, you take care of yourself, okay? And listen to me. Listen to me. When you can, at all costs, take care of yourself and your families. And when you can, try to take care of others. I know it will make the world a better place, and we can all get along and make it through this thing called life. All right, again, listen, I'm LBJ. You are there, and I am here. Until we talk again, be well.